It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Let's go to Peru now, where President Pedro Pablo Kuczynski announced his resignation on Wednesday. The president is accused of accepting bribes from the giant Brazilian construction conglomerate Odebrecht and then lying about it. We're going to talk more about Odebrecht in just a minute. But first, we turn to Reuters correspondent Mitra Taj, who's in Lima, Peru. Mitra, welcome.
Hi, nice to be with you.
Well, Kaczynski's been facing corruption accusations for months, Mitra, a looming impeachment trial. Was it a surprise that he offered his resignation on Wednesday?
At the start of the week, I think it was looking kind of likely that he might survive the impeachment vote because he has new allies from the son of former President Alberto Fujimori, whom he pardoned right after surviving the impeachment bid that he faced in December. So it looks like he kind of had a chance of dividing the opposition even further, but these secret video recordings that the opposition released just 2 days before the vote was set to be held, they showed allies of Kuczynski offering a reluctant opposition lawmaker basically access to public work contracts if he would cast a vote in favor of Kuczynski in the impeachment vote. So it didn't look good at all for him. Some of them are even talking about things that sound very illegal, you know, pocketing part of the money that would be dedicated to a infrastructure project for his region. His government denied, of course, that they were actually engaged in vote buying, but it didn't look good for him.
Now, this is on top of older charges of corruption on the part of the president. What about the older charges that got him moved towards impeachment in the first place?
This all kind of came about in December when the opposition also revealed that he had ties to this Brazilian company Odebrecht, which is at the center of the biggest ever corruption scandal in Latin America. So any kind of association with a company is kind of politically toxic. But they revealed that his own consulting firm had actually received payments from Odebrecht back when he was a finance minister more than a decade ago when the company won some pretty fat contracts by the government. So that just the disclosure that he had connections that he previously denied having was kind of a bombshell. But of course, nothing has been proven. You know, he hasn't faced trial. Prosecutors are investigating things related to Odebrecht that have to do with him. But he denies wrongdoing and says there was nothing illegal about anything that he did.
Well, if he denies wrongdoing, why did Kuczynski resign or at least offer to?
I think he saw that he had no way out. Even some of his strongest defenders, you know, strong loyalists in Congress, ruling party lawmakers, were saying that he needed to step down or they would vote for impeachment. So he saw that there was no way to survive the impeachment bid. And I was told by sources that his cabinet also said that they would abandon him and resign if he himself did not resign.
Well, Mitra, Peru is hosting the Summit of the Americas next month, and the theme is democratic governance against corruption. That's a little awkward.
Yes, it's very awkward. I mean, the entire region is kind of roiling from this Odebrecht scandal. A lot of former presidents, high-ranking officials have been caught up in the scandal. So it definitely is an interesting theme to pick as all of the region's countries are going to gather together. But we'll see if maybe some progress can be made. There's certainly a sense in Peru that everybody's corrupt. There's a lot of disapproval for any kind of elected official or political leader. So I think there's a lot of work to be done.
Anyway, Mitra, Pablo Kuczynski offers his resignation. I guess it'll be accepted. What's next in Peru? Who steps up?
Well, there's a vice president, Martin Vizcarra, who's actually the current ambassador to Canada. So he was on a trip, I think, in Quebec when all of this was happening and is coming back. Basically, he's expected to arrive Thursday night and should be sworn in on Friday.
Well, Mitra, what happens with Kuczynski now? Is he a flight risk?
Prosecutors seem to think he is. Shortly after he resigned, maybe just within hours, public prosecutors asked a judge to bar him from leaving the country so that they could have basically access to him while they continue their investigations into Odebrecht. So that's a sign that likely once he loses presidential immunity, will name him as a suspect in an investigation and will continue to probe him.
Mitra Chaj with Reuters in Lima, Peru. Mitra, thank you.
You're welcome.
The name Odebrecht pops up over and over again in coverage of corruption cases across Latin America. Odebrecht is a huge name in construction in South America, places like Brazil and Peru and Argentina. And it's gotten to be a big name in politics as well, but not for positive reasons. Daniel Gallas is BBC South America business correspondent, and he joins me now from Sao Paulo in Brazil.
It's a huge company. I understand a lot of people won't have heard of them, but in Brazil, it's a family business that started out in the 1940s, and they've pretty much done work all over the globe, from Africa to the Middle East to Central America. They built a huge port in Cuba. They built the metro in Caracas. They built World Cup stadiums. They built power plants. So you can see a pattern emerging here. It's just big, huge infrastructure projects, and that most of the contractors for these projects, most of the people who hire Odebrecht are governments. So that's all the source of this corruption scandal.
What do we know specifically about the company's relationships and work in Peru?
Well, Odebrecht is accused of contracting a company called Westfield, which is the company that Pedro Pablo Kuczynski used to work for. Now, he was never very clear about these links with the company, and it also emerged that that Odebrecht gave a few hundred dollars to Pedro Pablo Kuczynski's campaign. Now, the thing with Odebrecht in Peru is that the president who just resigned, he's actually just one of many politicians who's accused of receiving money from Odebrecht. Even the opposition, who accuses him of these illegal links, they are also accused in the Odebrecht scandal as well. And the previous four governments in Peru, they all have had links with Odebrecht, at least in some level of accusation. So pretty much Odebrecht had links with every major political player in Peru, which guaranteed that always have a good relation with the government.
And what about in Brazil, where you are right now? Odebrecht is a Brazilian company and has made a lot of headlines there too.
Yes, Odebrecht here is a company founded by a man called Norberto Odebrecht and his son Marcelo Odebrecht. They're two very famous business people, the kind of business people you'd see always winning awards, businessman of the year, best company of the year, best place to work, those sorts of awards. So they were very respected and highly regarded up until 2015 when Marcelo Odebrecht was arrested, and now he's facing all these charges. So what he did, he went into a plea bargain deal. And then, since he's helping investigators, he's getting, a better sentence in jails. But he sort of opened a Pandora's box in Latin America, because all of a sudden he revealed all sorts of very, corrupt deals. The thing about Odebrecht is that it is the biggest company in Latin America in construction. But in the case of Brazil, like four or five other big players in construction, they also were in this scandal. So not just Odebrecht, it's part of many construction companies that were involved in this.
At this point, Daniel, it kind of boggles the mind that Odebrecht continues to do business in Latin America, implicated in corruption at so many levels.
Yes, well, they have been going through a major restructure since the whole scandal, as all construction companies have had to do in Brazil. They still operate. They're still here. A lot of companies have put sanctions against them. So Petrobras, for instance, which is sort of the biggest company in all of this that was involved in this scandal. Petrobras was hiring Odebrecht for many construction projects. And then a few years ago, when all this emerged, Petrobras directors were also jailed, and Petrobras now had in place some sanctions against Odebrecht. So Odebrecht wasn't able to work with Petrobras, with the Brazilian government in some instances. But those things, with time, Odebrecht tends to get back on its game. But it's a much smaller company today than it was in the past, just because in the past it was considered Latin America's biggest construction conglomerate.
Daniel Gallas, BBC South America business correspondent. Daniel, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.